So, Alan, end of the social, mobile and recruitment technology conference this afternoon. We've had kicked off with big data and we went on from there. So what's, after your great morning analysis, what have you got for us for this afternoon?
Well, as you know, as they say, it's a game of two halves, isn't it, Martin? No, I think it was quite an interesting change in the afternoon. The big data and the semantic search piece from David at Monster, I think for a lot of people it might be, you know, a little bit too technical, but the reality is we are in recruitment, we have masses of data, most of it kind of useless, but how do we get to that useful data and that debate around big versus small data? But I think it's an indication of things to come. The companies like LinkedIn, like Facebook, like Monster, they have got massive amounts of data available, and they're finally now getting to the analysis of that data, which can start making it easy for us as recruiters to see what's relevant and what isn't. And I think that's going to be, you know, something to come for years to come. I think it will be interesting about how that integrates possibly with other data we know about people as well, because recruiters look at other things like Pinterest or other things for activity. So that mirroring of those two, I think, would be interesting. I think what we heard about from Jive is that we've seen that one of the challenges that companies have is different ATSs, data coming from lots of different places. How do I get it to one spot? But I think underlying what they're talking about is how do we make it easy for the candidate? And that's something we've all struggled with in the technology of this piece around recruitment for the last 15 years is we've been making it easy for the recruiter, and the candidates have kind of been left out in the cold. And I think underlying what Jive's really trying to do is let's find a way to make it easy for the candidate. Make it easy to apply, even though we'll put some barriers in. And it doesn't matter where you've come from and what tool ultimately that the end client has, the employer has, we'll give you an intermediary tool for you to get there. I think that's going to be interesting. I think it's going to perhaps make some changes here in the UK. It's going to wake a few people up.
I thought that's quite interesting that they're a small company with 11 engineers building APIs for applicant tracking systems. So they're basically doing the hard work to automate and make the candidate experience a lot easier.
Yeah, what I find frustrating about that is someone who was one of the founders of HRXML in Europe, we've got a ton of standards out there that the many of the ATSs have been part of building those standards and building new profiles, and yet other technology companies aren't using them.
Yeah.
So we've kind of defeated that purpose of having these great standards, that, you know, interface standards that nobody's actually using. But that's just me and another hobby horse there.
Alan, just wanted to say thanks again. Right. See you now. I've got to shoot for a meeting.
Okay. Thanks. Good seeing you again. Thanks. The final piece, I guess, what JP talked about with crowdsourcing, I think it's an interesting terminology that people haven't maybe quite grasped on a bit, but I think what he really is saying that there are a lot of different models in the marketplace now, where it's not just one-to-one agency to the client. There are other ways to get to the agencies and to get to their candidates. But for the agencies themselves, I think JP made a good point that a lot of the agencies, they're spending so much time in biz dev that they're not actually remembering they have to deliver. And they're not figuring out how to make the candidate and the client really meet effectively together. So for a lot of those small to medium agencies, there's also no chance they can get on the list of those larger companies. But they've got great candidates because, again, if we know, Martin, that so much recruitment is local, if I'm a local agency in Bristol or in Swindon or in Reading, I've got some good people, but I'm never going to get them into those local high-tech companies because I'm not on their list. So I think there's some interesting opportunities there for the agencies to be able to get to companies they couldn't get to otherwise, and for the companies to say, wait a minute, there might be some people we're missing by letting procurement structure our relationships with agencies rather than where's the talent that we really need to have in our business.
Alan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.